You are Locked On MLB, your daily MLB podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello, baseball fans, and welcome to Locked On MLB, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, where it's your team every day. This is the daily podcast where we talk about all of Major League Baseball. I'm your host, Paul Francis Sullivan. Please call me Sully. This episode is being dropped on the sixth day of March 2020, and we're talking about something that's really dumb, and it's something I've been screaming about for years, and I've talked about it earlier, and we're going to continue to talk about it until you all listen to me. Also, some news about the White Sox. This show is available on the free and easy-to-use Himalaya podcasting app. We're also available on Apple Podcasts, all the places you listen to podcasts. You already know. You're already listening to me. However you're listening to me right now, that's how you can listen to us. Maybe you're on the site, though. Maybe you're at LockedOnMLB.com. When you get in your car, tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On MLB or check out some of the other great shows on the Locked On Podcast Network. We're only about 3 weeks away from opening day, and we have all 30 teams covered, plus your pal Sully. I'm going to talk about all the teams. Hey, if you want to follow us on Twitter, go to LockedOnMLB_net. Follow us at Locked On MLB on Instagram. If you want to follow me, I'm your pal Sully. I'm at Sully Baseball on Twitter, Sully Baseball Podcast on Instagram. Okay, so there was a little bit of behind-the-scenes news going on in baseball. It had to do with the YES Network. Now, the YES Network is the network that was created by the New York Yankees. It was a revolutionary network when they did it back in 2001. The Yankees were coming off of a stretch where they won four World Series in 5 years, including three in a row. And they were by far, heads and shoulders, the most popular team in New York and the most famous team in the world. And they said, to heck with MSG, Madison Square Garden Network, and all that stuff, we're creating our own network. Because if we're going to be dealing with the types of money that comes in from cable TV and everything like that, why don't we just own the network? And it was revolutionary. It was a big risk, but it wound up paying off for them handsomely. Well, the world has changed a lot since 2001. And no, I'm not going to get philosophical here, but the way that we consume baseball now is different. The whole cable TV revolution, which really started beginning in the mid to late 1980s, and no one knew what to do with it at first, and people were scared of it. And the Yankees embraced it early on with Sports Channel and MSG and said, let's do our own network. Boom, boom, boom. And next thing you know, the Yankees, which were already the most wealthy franchise in baseball, said, hey, here's more money. I think we're going to have all the money. And they got ahead of the game a little bit in the whole cable TV world. But guess what happened? We've moved on. How do you watch games? How do we consume any of our media? Seriously, the idea of there being a television room is antiquated. Yeah, you have that big screen TV in your home. How often do you watch it on your phone, your tablet, your laptop? Most of the time, right? Most of the time. Sitting in bed watching it. You sit outside watching stuff, listen to stuff. That's how we consume stuff now. We used to go to a room to listen to the radio. I said, absolutely. I remember in the 30s and 40s, with me listening to President Roosevelt, Fireside Chats. I'm older than you think I am. Well, we've moved on. And we are consuming our media differently. And because of that, and because baseball is always complaining about, how do we get the young kids? How do we get the young kids? Well, why don't we tinker with it? Why don't we change this rule or that rule? Why don't we mess around with the playoffs? Why don't we try to shave 4 minutes off of a game? Why don't you put the product in front of people's faces? Why don't you go to where the young eyeballs are? I've been screaming this for literally years. I've stopped occasionally to eat, to go to a job, to kiss my children, but pretty much, I've just been screaming about this. There should be no blocks to consuming this product on devices because that's where the eyeballs are. Well, the YES Network got into a little bit of a kerfuffle with YouTube TV, which apparently is one of the many ways you can consume baseball. And the YES Network is being pulled from YouTube TV. So if you want to watch your Yankee games on YouTube TV, you are SOL, unless you find where they're playing the visiting team. Maybe you can do it that way. And the Yankees and the YES Network wrote just this petty, petulant press release. And YouTube saw at a rate that was well below what other YES distributors are paying. And because YES keeps its word on distributed, it was a child wrote this. There's a little petty, angry thing that YES and YouTube can't work out a deal, and therefore YES is not available on this platform, which is supposed to do what I've been saying, which is create an easy way to watch any and all baseball games on your device. So let me just, I could talk about YouTube TV, I can talk about this thing you download or that thing you download. I think the solution is already there, and it has to be made easier. MLB app, which is great, except the fact that it blacks out whatever the local game is. Have your games available on the MLB app, no blackouts. If you want to say, if you want to pay premium and say, hey, I'm going to pay a little extra a month for my team's home games, okay, then you work it out like that. And guess what? You'll probably make up the delta of whatever money you've lost. But most importantly, you've put the damn thing in front of the eyeballs of the very people you profess to want to have. You don't make this harder. You make it easier. And oh yeah, you make it really easier because now, think about what I just said. Is it on YouTube TV? Is it on Hulu? Is it this? This? What if you just have one consolidated space? It's on MLB. On your app. There you go. It's got to be that easy eventually. I can't tell you how many times I've gone, like when I've tried to, I'm at my parents' place and I want to turn on a game and I'm flipping around and wait, what channel is it on? What channel is it on? Flip, 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 flip. Because my parents are older than me. I don't want to shock you. I don't want to say anything out of school. But my parents are older than me. And they're used to watching things on television. So I try to find it. It's all the way. Is it on Bay Area NBC? Is it on KRON? Where the hell is the game? What if it was always, you know where it is? What if it treated the way that, like, Disney, what is it, Disney Plus? What is this new channel that they have where all the Star Wars stuff and all the Avengers stuff and all the Pixar stuff and all the Mickey Mouse stuff is now in that one place you can just go to it? Disney Plus, I think it is. If I got that wrong, forgive me. I know that's where The Mandalorian is. And I can't watch Star Wars unless I go there. Because I've only bought it 7 times on DVD. You make it easier to consume it. You make it not confusing to figure out where it is. Because that's how you grow the game. The product is great. Baseball's dying. It's too slow. People are worried about other things. They were writing that in the 50s and 60s. And despite what I joked about earlier, I wasn't even born then. Baseball's been dying as long as I've been alive. And every time it has a resurgence, it's been because people have been reintroduced to it. Whether it's an exciting World Series, or an exciting home run chase, or the Cal Ripken thing, or whatever the heck it is. So I was like, oh man. Man, that's really, I forgot how good baseball is. Your pal Sully, chances are you haven't. But baseball, I keep hearing about how it's making more money than it's ever made. And you're seeing attendance is going, oh, attendance is down and everything. Look at the glory days of baseball. The supposed glory days. You know, where things were so robust that teams were constantly trying to move and the stadiums were always empty? Those glory days. The idea of a 2 million attendance was a record, and now that's like, oh man, there's no one showing up. Baseball, in some ways, is healthy. But you have to make sure the eyeballs you want to see can see it. Relieve all blackout dates. I've said this before. I've made this point, but I'm seeing this lunacy of, well, the Yankees can't be shown here. They're, MLB should be front and center. Grab it. Watch the Yankees. Anywhere. Whether you're in Teaneck, New Jersey, or Innsbruck, Austria, you should be able to say, well, there's my MLB app. I moved my thumb a little bit over there, and boom, I'm watching the Yankees. Not, well, actually, we had to work this up. La, 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 la. Baseball's not fighting basketball, football, or hockey. They're fighting Netflix. They're fighting Disney Plus or whatever the hell it's called. They're fighting Hulu. They're fighting YouTube. Now they're absolutely fighting YouTube. Make it easy. This isn't hard. The product is great. You want to do things like shorten the commercial breaks? Fine. But all these tinkering rules of, well, what if we have the pitchers do this? And what if we do this? And what if we have you have to phone in to see if your team makes the playoffs? And what if we have every team make the playoff? Or what if we have no team make the playoff? Or what if we just make sure that you can pitcher has to throw X number of pitches? No. The game's great. The game's great. It is banging on a trash can great. Get in front of the young kids. Get them hooked. I've said this before. Get them hooked in Little League. And make it easy to find. Don't make it harder to find. If you're an A's fan, don't take them off the radio. If you're a Yankee fan, work out something. But mainly Major League Baseball should say, to heck with all this. Like the Yankees did with the YES Network. MLB should be saying, to heck with all this. We got all of it. Where's the World Series being played? If you're flipping around on TV, it's on MLB Network. We own all of it. We got it. Why I have to yell about this? Why the people in charge don't understand this? And they don't. Blows my mind. It's about money. No, not at all about money. It's about fear. That's what it's about. If you want to make money, you get the young kids going and you keep this game, which is healthy and robust, going for another bunch of decades. It's about fear. And there was a movie called Fear Strikes Out about Jimmy Pearsall. Well, I don't know why I mentioned that. It just kind of flowed out of me because it was fear in a baseball thing. I thought it could connect a little easier than that. Make your analogies easier, Sully! And Major League Baseball, just take control of the whole thing. You know what? You're all MLB. It's all available here. What's your favorite team? Click on that for local. If you want the local team, it costs $5 more. Whatever. And now you're making, instead of $5 grillion, you're making $10 grillion. Everyone's always afraid of the innovation. They were afraid of radio covering daily games. They were afraid of television. They're afraid of cable TV. And what happened when they embraced all of those? They expanded the audience. Now we're watching them on our tablets, on our screens, except if it's the home team. Make it easy. Spell it out for me. E-Z. Hey, guess what? There's other news going on in the baseball world other than the minutiae of how to watch it. Imagine if we made Locked On MLB that hard. Like, you know, you're a fan of Locked On Rays, but we're going to black out Locked On Rays if you live on the eastern part of Florida. That'd be dumb, right? That'd be dumb with a capital dumb. All right, back to some other news. I'm getting worked up. Your pal Sully's getting worked up. It's the end of the week. Got the weekend coming up here, and I'm a little flustered here. Hey, the White Sox. The White Sox are a team that I'm considering following this year because they're fun. And they realize that they've got a bunch of young talent on the team, and they're just going to lock them up. Saying, you know what? We're going to lock you guys up. You're going to be on our good side. We're going to buy out some of your early years. Get on your good side. Show that we're here to commit. Eloy Jimenez, boom. Luis Robert, boom. Aaron Bummer, boom. And now Yoan Moncada. Yoan Moncada had his breakthrough season last year. He slashed, he batted 915 OPS and hit 25 home runs in 132 games with the White Sox and played a pretty good defense at third base. And the White Sox also brought in Edwin Encarnacion and Gio Gonzalez and Dallas Keuchel and Nomar Mazara and Yasmani Grandal. They're filling in the holes. They re-signed Jose Abreu, who wants to stay. Hey, you want to be here? Great. So they know that this little core of players that they've slapped together is going to be there for the next few years. And that's pretty cool. That's pretty great, actually. If you're a White Sox fan, say, hey, this is going to be our new core of players. And maybe, just maybe, some of these players will be the one when the White Sox make the turn. And Moncada was the key in the trade that sent Chris Sale to Boston. Moncada came to Chicago. Now, the deal worked for the Red Sox. Now, whether or not the contract extension was smart or not, I wrote a tweet back in 2018 saying, hey, why don't the Red Sox trade him now? He has peak trade value right now. And they signed to an extension, and now they may lose him for a few years. And there you go. I can't get mad at the Chris Sale signing and everything because he helped deliver a World Series title, assuming that World Series title is not vacated in a couple of weeks. Sale did his job with the Red Sox. They brought him in to be an ace pitcher. He put together a Cy Young caliber season his first year, put together a very good season in 2018, and was the pitcher on the mound getting the final out of the World Series of 2018. I can't be mad at that. But Moncada, which sounds a lot like Gymkhana, who was the star of that? Mitch Gaylord? If anyone understands what I'm talking about, please, please let me know via Twitter. He was supposed to be the big star, and he didn't look that great right out of the gate, but he was young. He was only 22, 23, 24 years old. And now it looks like he's going to be a solid major league player and maybe an all-star and a contributor and one who's going to be sticking around for the next 5 years for more money than I'm going to make in my entire life. And so, do you know what happens sometimes? Sometimes trades help more than one team. Sometimes both teams get what they needed. The Red Sox got a title out of it. That's what they needed. And the White Sox got a building block for the future. So sometimes they say, whoa, is the winner and loser of that trade. Do you know what sometimes? It's a trade. Sometimes it evens out. And I think the White Sox are going to go into this decade as, I think, one of the more exciting teams, especially if things start to piece together. I don't count them out for winning the division. The Indians are going to regress, probably. I mean, they've traded away their ace, and they're probably going to deal Lindor if they get off to a slow start. And yes, Minnesota was a 100-some-odd win team last year, but a lot of things broke their way. And what if those things don't break their way in this season? And, of course, the White Sox are going to play a bunch of tomato cans in Detroit, in Kansas City. I mean, they're bad teams in that division, which they're going to play a lot, which will probably pad their win total, unless one team just has their number. So I like what the White Sox are doing. They're putting together a rebuilding process and saying, we are going to keep the young pieces together and show those young players, hey, we want you around for the next bunch of years. We're going to take care of you. We're not going to Chris Bryant nickel and dime you. You are going to have a home in Chicago for the next few years, and we're going to make a run at it. And that's pretty cool. And do you know what I can't wait to do? Watch those games on my device. So go to the free and easy-to-use Himalaya podcasting app on your device and check us out in all the places I mentioned up front. We're at LockedOnMLB_net on Twitter and LockedOnMLB on Instagram. I'm at Sully Baseball on Twitter, Sully Baseball Podcast on Instagram. Saying out loud the stuff that we should already know, and it keeps coming to the front, and I'm sorry for repeating it, but when I see news like that, it gets me wound up. Do you know what we're doing again? Hello, baseball fans, and welcome. I'm doing a whole other podcast right now. Hang on tight. Buckle up. You're getting two points. Oh, I can't. I can't. I can't do it. I need to go to bed. I need to go to bed. This has been Locked On MLB for the sixth day of March, 2020. I'm your host, Paul Francis Sullivan. Lying in bed, you can call me Sully.